And welcome back. Final segment here of Let's Get Local. Again, thanks to our sponsor, Evolution Financial, evolutionfinplan.com. You can check out Supec and everything she provides the community. If you're interested in sponsoring the show to bring stories of great organizations like the ones we've talked about today, including The Healthy Place, also The New Boutique, a new day boutique around the east side of Madison, right on East Johnson. And MI Wisconsin, this new resource that is providing information locally but also nationally. I think it's just critical to bring those stories out there, and we need your support to do it. So we'd love to have you on board to be a sponsor of the show. Sue will certainly make room for you. We're talking with Adriana and Alejandro from My Wisconsin. MIWisconsin.com is the resource. Before we went to break, Alejandro was talking about how much first of all, this was created out of the pandemic, and I have to ask Adriana, people must have been who couldn't understand all of the information coming out in English that was already complicated enough, and all the uncertainty. It had to be a scary time, or just a time where they were not informed. And you guys have provided this valuable resource to inform Spanish speakers. That's their primary language, so they got the information in the best way they could too. That's a credible resource. Thank you for that.
Yeah, the thing is, we can share all information and all benefits and all resources that the American government have for the American people, for the Latino community. I had an interview with another organization. We work together with most organizations, Unidos. The organization is works for the violence victim survivor. So this was an interview so interesting for our women, I mean Latina women, that are maybe they need some resources and they don't know what happened. In pandemic, the domestic violence was so complicated, was the terrible situation. And this is our theme, help to the women that maybe can understand English, but are we going to the information in Spanish?
Wow. Alejandro, when you looked at all of the news information coming out as well. We'll go back to Adriana here on this in a second, but I want you to tell me a little bit. You talked about how this got started, connection to the university, important time. What have you found? What have you heard from the resources or the people that you're working with, that you provide the stories to, like you said, even on a national level, about your organization and what you're doing? What have you heard from them? What kind of feedback?
This is very interesting. Thank you, Jason, for this question, because during the all time in Wisconsin, the all time in, for example, the Milwaukee Health Department, they never had before some Latino media in the press conference. When my Wisconsin start to attend this kind of press conference, they start to say, okay, we need to provide information in Spanish, and they're looking for some special session using Spanish. And they find translators and people that to explain with the field resources, the first people, the field doctors, to explain in Spanish what happened with the Latino community, what happened with the virus, what happened with the therapies, different kind of things. The impact is huge impact, because we open the doors to some communities that don't have voices, don't have questions before, and we start to make the question to the Wisconsin vehicle, for example, the DMV, to IRS, to Homeland Security, to the Tony Evers. We can start to make questions. And when we make the questions, the communities open spaces for show what kind of the problems we have and how the community can respond to these questions. It's a huge impact.
I think that's amazing, and what a great way to also elevate the voices of the community, right, and keep them connected to the resources, like you said. Adriana, I have a question for you that relates to how do you pick the content? Like, how do you decide what to cover, what to write stories on, what information to put out?
So the website is a really big space for share two things. What happened in what is the need, the Latino community, and also what we're doing for in America. You know, we have artists, we have our culture too, we have singers, we have, for me, it's so important to find the editorial line is, hey, we are Latino here in Wisconsin, but we have to show you what is our culture, what are food, what are traditions. So it's important for me, two ways.
And I love how you're covering the important news stories. There's culture, there's information about the community, connecting the community. Have you also found this, Adriana, to be a connective resource for Latinos so they don't feel isolated, right? In just kind of out there trying to sift through all this information.
We start to provide money for during the pandemic to the families. The organizations, they don't know how can share this information in Spanish. And we start to share this information that, hey, we have some health, money, health, resources, food, vaccines, clinics, free clinics to apply to the vaccine, to work with the vaccine. And this helped a lot to the organizations to move forward and start to prevent the expansion of the virus.
I know you also, in the process of creating, doing all the online articles, you have some other content as well. You have a podcast. You have some other ways people can, consume the information, get the news. Tell us about some of those other ways beside, a magazine or online articles that you write. What are some of the other ways people can get the information?
So we have many lines. Actually, we have podcasts. We have interviews with the people that work in many positions in Wisconsin. We have teachers to the UW Wisconsin. We have people in the Madison College, in the Gateway College. And the thing is going to show the stories about how if the people, Latino community, come to Wisconsin and develop their careers here. And it's possible for the Latino community get a great position, and doing the dreams that are when the people come to another country.
What about that, Alejandra? What a resource right now in a time where people are looking for employees, need workers, right? And people that are looking for work. So making that available to them in Spanish is, I would assume, very helpful to them to find the work that they're looking for.
Yeah, it's very interesting, yeah, because in this moment, business, they try to contact, to looking for Latino community to, because they have a lot of positions and they don't have people to work in this kind of the job. And I think it's important. And we start to create this connection. We're working right now with Latino Academy. They start to prepare this kind of the workers in different ways. And we start to help the Latino Academy to share the information about how prepare the Latino community to this kind of the jobs. The other way, the Adriana, we use the text message too. We Twilio.org, the organization provides help, and they help us to send text message to everyone. They subscribe to by cell phone. They receive text message in different ways. We have news, or we have something important. We send text message to the people, and the others in the newsletter too. We have the newsletter too. If the people want the information in the email, we can send the email all morning.
That's fantastic. So we're almost done with the show, but I did have to ask. So people hearing about your resource, what it provides, the website, miwisconsin.com. Adriana, if people want to support your work, support this resource, how can they help?
Yes, of course. They contact us to the miwisconsin.com, miwisconsin.com, and we share an email with Adriana at miwisconsin.com.
Wow. Adriana, Alejandro, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for telling our audience about the resource. Again, the website, miwisconsin.com. All of your information, news, everything in Spanish for you to make it easier and to make it just connect that community and give the Latino community a voice right here and providing a resource nationally. If I had a hat on, I'd take it off to both of you right now. Congratulations on your work and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jason, for having.
That is the show this week. Wow. It was worth it. I was trying to work with, miwisconsin.com to have them on the program because I saw this resource. I don't think it's talked about enough. We're trying to get the word out about it. We're happy to do that. And, we couldn't connect for a while, but man, to have them on today's program to learn about it is amazing. So again, check it out, miwisconsin.com. There are ways to support the mission, the work as well, if you want to be supportive of having news source directly for the Latino community right here. I think it's invaluable. I appreciate what they do. Also, check out The Healthy Place, thehealthyplace.com, and A New Day Boutique. And that 4th of July sale happening this weekend. Outside the Pizza Box is up next. We'll catch you next week.